a testament against the world, the Lord's rebuke, gnashing children. January 10, 2011, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For all those who have ears to hear. Thus says the Lord God. I have spoken, and sent my messengers before my face. Yet this foolish people can in no wise see, nor are they able to hear. They refuse to look past my messengers. They refuse to acknowledge the word of the living God. Yet what is the messenger to you, O ignorant and vain peoples? Why do you consider, so carefully, seeking to find fault with those I send? Why do you concern yourselves with those I choose? And why do you judge those through whom I speak? And what is a prophet? Is he not a man, my servant, whom I have chosen and called? And when does my servant become a prophet? And what is the length of time he remains as such? Lo, he is only a prophet in that selfsame moment, in which I speak to him and cause him to hear, prophesying only as long as I cause him to speak, or to write my words. I am the Lord. For there is no prophecy apart from my will, and without my voice, there can be no prophesying. And without my spirit, no man may hear, nor shall he behold a vision, nor is he able to understand. Apart from the Holy One, there is no knowledge. Only vanities and lies. False glory. Evil divinations. Seek therefore true knowledge, and you shall also receive understanding. Get wisdom, and heal these blinded eyes. Unstop the deafness which plagues your ears. Here is wisdom. If I send a message, even two of the same, each to separate houses by way of two different messengers, then what is that to you? Indeed, what are the messengers to the message? Am I not the sender? Have I not the power to speak through whomever I choose, and send whomever I choose? Or would you have sin prevent me? Lo, shall I speak through donkeys instead? For they have no sin. Shall I send the birds of the air to be my messengers? For they have no sin. Shall the sins of men prevent me, in any wise? Shall my voice be stopped, by any means? Behold, by the mouth of Caiaphas, I did speak and declare my will, and the means by which you would be saved, though he had the greater sin. For I am the Lord. I do not change. My words declare my glory. My message reveals my majesty, and the power of my strength. Stop staring at my messengers. Look past them, and see with greater eyes. Therefore, O ignorant and vain peoples, flee from all these arrogant pastors and prideful teachers, blind guides, who closely adhere to every form of doctrine and tradition of men, while forsaking me and my word. Escape all these chains, and come out from among them, and seek to buy new oil from those who sell the pure oil. They will not withhold, for I have sent them. They will gladly pour out. Yea, they have received an abundance of oil from the storehouses, by which you may surely relight your lamps, if you so choose to receive them. Hurry now, darkness has fallen, and soon the fullness of night will come in, where no one will be able to work, save those who will be set up as beacons. These are they who shall be both seen and unseen, those who will pass through the multitudes unnoticed, yet clearly set on a hill. I tell you, no man in authority will find them, nor can any device of men track them, nor shall any do them harm. For I shall be with them, and in them, and remain always their rear guard, says the Lord. For indeed, many will come saying, let us slay them. Yet I warn you, though many thousands were slain in times past, and 1,000 more were sent, in the day of the Lord's anger, it shall not be so. For strong is the Lord, and in my prophets I shall surely come to dwell, even as a flame of fire. Behold, each one shall possess the power of the trumpets of Jericho, and they shall surely give a shout. And woe to all who come against them. Therefore come forth, all you wicked. Seek out my witnesses to do them harm, if you have no fear of God in your hearts. Lift up your voices, all you mockers. Make yourselves known, all you scoffers, all you who remain blinded in your pride, and deafened by your arrogance. Come out, all you gnashing children. for the Lord your God has prepared a great slaughter,